Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and again, it's a free-for-all Freaky Friday, and coaches' shows continues, and we are heading to Liberty High School to visit with head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Acklin. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, we got the Jamboree and week one now in the books, and congratulations. Boy, your Liberty Eagles looked really, really good Friday night on the road at Stratford. What were some things you've seen that you really liked, and what were some things you thought we might need to work on?
Yeah, I think initially, obviously, the penalties were kind of momentum killers for us early on. That stuff we kind of talked about in our team meeting on Monday is, especially in big games, you can't have drive-killing penalties and momentum-killing penalties if you, expect to get on good teams early. So that's definitely something we need to clean up. But, you know, it's week one, so that kind of stuff's going to happen to, you know, just about everybody. But I really like the way we battled back and cleaned things up towards the end of the second quarter into the second half, and really got in the driver's seat and stayed on the gas.
Well, a couple of things, you know, that I seen that I just loved. One was the in-game adjustments. I thought they were fantastic. And then I also I thoroughly enjoyed seeing, you know, depth, being able to run people in and out. And, I mean, you didn't lose a step.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. You know, the screens were hurting us early. That was really the only thing. They were getting positive and made some adjustments there. And the kids just did a phenomenal job of that adjustment. Our D-line, I mean, the second half, our secondary made maybe one tackle because our D-line were doing so well, you know, getting to their gaps, and then linebackers were filling in and making tackle after tackle. So, you know, the adjustment was made by the kids, and, you know, we're really proud of them for that.
Well, here it is. It's week two, and it's the home opener for the Liberty Eagles at the Nest. So all you Eagle fans, man, throw that red on and come on out and support your Liberty Eagles as the St. James comes to town. What have you seen out of St. James?
They have some athletes out there. Number two, you'll definitely notice him. He had a couple of touchdowns against Salem. He plays a little wide out in safety. Their quarterback's a junior. He's a pretty good athlete. He can sling it whenever you give him time. They have some track guys that we remember, number 24 and number 9, that, you know, they're speedsters. They went to state in track, so we've been familiar with them for a couple of years now. And then I think they had to replace three of their starting liner from last year, so they're a little young and experienced there, but they get after it. So, you know, they're a pretty good ball team.
What's their base? Are they a spread team? Are they a veer? Are they a flex bone, a T? What is it that they like to, you know, what's their common ground on offense?
I'd call it a variation of the wing T. They got slots in there. They like to do a lot of motion to triple option, power sweeps. Mm-hmm. But they kind of have a spread effect to it. They throw the ball around a little bit more than most triple option teams do, so they like to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And it's been a while. I think we've played St. James in the past, but boy, it's been a long time, and it's nice to kind of see somebody different, isn't it?
It really is. We're pretty excited for this because, you know, our week two has kind of been somebody different for the last 3-4 years, but this one's one we're pretty excited about.
Yeah. And there's a little special halftime event that's going to be taking place, and it's, you know, these spring football camp attendees that you got to hang out with, these future Eagles, they're going to get to run through some drills and get introduced to the public out there, and it's fun, isn't it, working with these young kids?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Just having them come in and be super excited to be around the Liberty football players and be out there on our field, and then get to reward them with being out there at halftime in front of the crowd. You know, it's pretty fun to be able to do that for for the guys that are going to be in our, you know, program in the future.
Now, were there some last names that you go, I know your dad? You know?
Yeah, there was a lot of them. I know, like, you know, the dads, older brothers that we've seen come through the program. So, you know, guys like that, you're like, okay, we're going to make sure you stick around with us.
That's for sure. All right. Hey, everybody. Head coach Liberty Eagles, the one and only Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland. Tonight, the Liberty Eagles will be hosting the St. James squad. That game will air on the Fox 96.9 and be live video streamed. And you can go to OzarkRadioNews.com, and there's a tab. You know, once you get to, you click on sports, and then you can just navigate there and click on whichever live stream you want to watch. Coach Ackland, thanks so much, my man, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.